Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Sure hope everyone's doing well. Hope you've had a chance to get out in the outdoors and maybe go turkey hunting or crappie fishing and do something fun. The weather's been really good. It has been extremely windy down here in Texas where I live. Went out on three days ago. I stayed out 2 days. A turkey hunt that turned into a slash hog hunt slash fishing trip. It was a lot of fun. But the Dale River Ranch is situated on the Brazos River, about an hour west of Fort Worth in Palo Pinto County. You can go online and check out the beautiful scenery there on the website, daleriverranch.com, daleriverranch.com. A lot of good, well, they have day hunting for turkey, and then in the fall, some excellent bow hunting and rifle hunting for deer. Very reasonably priced place to hunt, and lots of game down there. So my buddy Randy Douglas had me set up there, told me a hillside to set up on and start calling turkey. Put the hen decoy out, you know. Well, the wind was blowing steady 20 miles an hour, and turkeys normally don't move too much in that, but for some reason, they were gobbling that first morning. And I couldn't see a big tom coming in, but Randy Douglas, my buddy that manages the ranch, was a quarter of a mile away or so up on a higher elevation with binoculars. He saw a longbeard coming into my calling. The turkey got maybe 175 yards from me. I never saw the bird, and in retrospect, I wish I'd have laid off that call a little bit. I'd have probably shot him. But I heard one gobble and then no more gobbling. So I didn't know there was a turkey that close. I really didn't. So I kept calling, putting out the hen yips, you know. And all this time, this gobbler was just steadily walking toward what he thought was a hen making these calls, you know. Well, Randy watched him. He came up within, say, 175 yards. And I'm doing way too much calling. I mean, in retrospect, I know what I did wrong. The turkey either saw me. I was trying to film it, so I had a tripod set up with a camera on it, you know. He either saw that shiny metal on the tripod, or he saw me moving my hands down low when I was trying to call. And Randy says that turkey just turned around and just walked right back to the creek in the brush out of old Luke's life. So that's the way turkey hunting goes, you know. So around midday, we decided to break out the fishing equipment. One of the ponds on the Dale River Ranch has got lots of little bass, so many that they need to be thinned occasionally. So old Luke here, I brought everything we needed for a fish fry. So Randy and I caught a few bass, enough for lunch for the two of us, maybe 10 or 12 bass, smaller ones, of course. And I filleted them and dusted them with some cornmeal, and we had some fried bass. And actually, I opened a can of pork and beans there with them, or barbecue beans is whatever they were. I think they were called the barbecue beans. Really tasty lunch. And then my buddies have always told me I could turn a hunt for elephants into a hog hunt. I love to hunt hogs. Randy had a feeder that the hogs were coming into just at dark. So I get all situated. I shoot my air gun. I shoot a 45 caliber Texan air gun, absolute hammer. I've killed a ton of hogs with it. I've probably killed 30 or 40 hogs with this thing through the years. So I'm set up back there in a chair about 50 yards from a corn feeder. Just at dark, about 12 or 15 hogs come trotting out of the brush heading toward that feeder. Long story short, I had a good sight picture. It was another minute or two, it would have been too dark to see the crosshairs, folks, but made a good shot. I always shoot these hogs right in the neck, behind the ear, and this sow, good eater, lots of good pork dropped right in its track. So that wrapped up my turkey hunt. The next morning, I was out hunting, still windy, no turkeys. Had a great time. Folks, we are out of time. Tune in to catfishradio.org sometime and check out some of my stories and things that I do there. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, B&B Charcoal, Signature Properties on Lake Fork in East Texas, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.